All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm so tired.
Honestly, same. Like, damn. I don't know what the fuck. Actually, the TikTok dances really got to me. I was sweating. I was like, is it getting hot in here? And then after I stopped doing it, I was like really cold. I was like, bruh, I'm really out here sweating over TikTok dances. It was a good time though. Yeah. Okay.
So I have questions about the podcast.
Okay.
Are like old topics allowed, even like adult topics, or
Literally I always delete them like in like 24 hours, so like whoever hears it, but it's never gonna be like public forever. So
yeah. Okay.
Yes sir,
viewers.
So yeah, here we are back at it again. I haven't had my podcast in like a year and a half. The old tea was about Papa John's boy. That was his nickname or whatever. Spilled a lot of tea on him for no reason. Also, I looked at my library and I still have all the recordings. So I still have all that tea. I don't think I want to hear that though. I don't know if I want to hear about my ventures with the pizza boy.
The Papa John's boy.
Yeah, the Papa John's boy. Oh my god. What is he even doing now, bro? Who even knows?
I think he's in Florida with his new girl still.
His new girl. I thought his new girl, you know, why do I know this? But like, I thought his new girl didn't live in Florida.
Maybe it wasn't Florida. Maybe it was something else. I don't know. But I wished bad juju on him.
Yeah, he really just up and left. And we're really just exposing him. But that's okay.
He deserves it.
For real. He went all the way to Florida and like called me on the drive and shit, right?
Oh my god.
And then ghosted me like right when he got to Florida. I was like, no more pathetic days, bro. I was so sad, but that was dumb as hell.
Bro, he's one of them now.
For real. He's one of those crazy people.
Them Floridians. Floridarians. I don't know what the fuck you call them.
Floridarians. Illinoisians.
I think that's what we are.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a really weird name. I don't like that.
I don't either. Although I might just be an idiot, so. Just take that with a grain of salt.
Oh. Nah, bro. I'm taking that as fact. I'm identifying as one now. Illinoisian. Right. I'm putting in my bio.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I wish that I could like really go far with it. I wish I knew a lot of people so I could just like, cause okay. You know what? We'll save that for the end. But yeah, I love this podcast still. And I wish I could share it with the world more.
Honestly. Like, I want this to, like, blow up and be famous.
For real. Like, oh my gosh. I could totally be, like, a podcaster, I feel like.
I wonder if we, like, kept up with it long enough, if we would, like, actually, like, ever get any fame.
For real. I mean, back in the day, I had, like, 3 viewers, but that was, like, I only did it for, like, a month. And, like, I only did, like, 3. And so that was pretty cool. You know, like, so yeah, if you did it consistently, then yeah, you definitely gain up those viewers. Especially because, maybe this is where I'll insert the ad. But Anchor is a really good app. It puts all your podcasts on, like, every single platform. So if you look on Spotify, I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I'm on Google Podcasts. I think there's one more app, but I'm not really sure. But those are definitely the main ones.
That's cool.
Yeah, for real. We vibing.
I might actually have to start my own podcast.
Bro, do it. Honestly, I feel like podcasts are really therapeutic.
Honestly, you just talk about your shit and people just get to listen.
For real. You ever get so tired? Like, your voice, like, just is so tired?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't want to talk, but you are? That is
kind. That was me today. That was just me all day today.
Really?
Yeah.
Hikey, I wanted to hang out with people all day, and then like everyone canceled, and that just made me really sad. But I didn't want to like show anybody, so I was just like, oop.
Oh, Rip, I'm so sorry. I ended up not like leaving the house at like an early time, and then I was just depressed the whole time, and I had like issues going on.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like today's just been rough for like each and every one of us, except for no, Vanessa kind of had her rough shit too.
I haven't heard about her day at all.
Well, just with her brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He sounds like a dick, though.
I know, like, and I know the dude. Like, I used to work with him at McDonald's.
Really? Oh, my
I'm
God.
not his friend or anything. Literally, when I realized that that was her brother, I was like, he was like, I was at the second window, right? Just like handing out the food and shit. And he
Yeah.
came and got like a drink. And I was like, so you're Vanessa's brother? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, fun. And then he just kind of walked away. And I was like, okay, I tried. I was like, damn, bro. He really just rejected me like that.
I mean, what did you think was gonna
I
happen?
thought he was gonna fall in love with me. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my Lord.
No, that was a weird joke. I was like, bro, I'm gonna flirt your brother up. I'm gonna marry your brother. I'm gonna become a Via.
Oh my God. Adelia's got plans.
For real. I'm out here, you know, I've got like 10 different people that I have my eyes on to marry. Without their
My
consent, of course.
God. Without their
Yeah,
consent.
I just kidnap them, take them to like Vegas. We just get some cheapy wedding.
Who is your top 10 that you would marry without consent? I know Allison is number one.
Yes, Allison, of course. Without consent? Oh my God, so many people. See, if it could be anyone on the face of the earth, I don't know if Allison would be my number one.
Oh my God.
She'd probably be my number two. My number one is kind of pathetic. I'm sure we all know who that is.
Rip.
For real, rip my soul. Third would probably be Joji because he's hot as hell. Fourth, Ryan Gosling, even though he's old as hell.
The fuck is that?
Ryan Gosling, that's the only white man I think I'll ever love. He's so white, but his hair. I think his hair is what gets to me, bro. And this, like, shape of
Yeah.
his face.
The shape of his face.
He's
Okay.
just beautiful. So that's four. I'm only gonna do five. I don't think I can think of 10, but the fifth one would probably be John Krasinski. I think that's how you say it. Jim from The
What?
Office.
Oh, I love him. Oh my God. You
For
know,
real.
actually, no, I love Jim. Not him. I love
I
Jim.
know, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, damn, they really aren't the same person. Like,
Rip.
rip, for real. Like, if I ever saw, like, what, Jenna Fisher? Is that her name? Pam? Yeah, if I ever saw her in public with another dude, I think my soul would die.
I know,
I would be
right?
like,
It's like,
how dare you? Like, do you not remember Jimbo, bro? He was there for you.
no.
Bro, what would be your top five? Of course, number
My
one
top
being your boyfriend.
five. Number two would be you.
A.
Number three. I don't know. I don't like a lot of people.
Just me and Kayla. That's amazing. That is actually amazing. Wow. I'm so honored. Thank you so much.
For real, though. You're welcome.
What about Barack Obama? I feel like he'd be a really good husband.
Oh my God. You know who is really running the show?
Huh.
Michelle.
For real. She was like, she changed the game, bro.
Honestly, everybody was hating on her for like making lunches healthier, and it's like, why? Do
Yeah,
you
like I was
eat
kind of petty about
healthy?
it. Yeah, I was kind of petty about it too, but like now being older, I'm like, yeah, like I definitely see what she meant because we're all like gonna die by like 70.
Yeah. Like, obesity is the problem.
Like, Obama left, and then, like, health just got worse. So, any spicy activity happening in your life?
I'm getting my hair dyed soon, and I'm so excited about it.
Ooh la la, yes, it's a secret. Is it a secret? I mean, is it going to be black? Wait. I don't know. That's the secret, I guess.
I want to, like, tell you, but I also don't want to tell you. But I want you to, like, find out.
Yeah, I definitely, like, with my blonde hair, I didn't tell anybody. And that felt great. So I definitely get what you mean. And I kind of want you to have that experience. So I'm okay with you not telling me. Because it's empowering.
It is. And I haven't told, like, anyone else. So there's still, like, the entire, like, rest of the peoples. Mm-hmm. Like, the only person that, like, actually knows what I'm doing is the hairdresser and Caleb. And then my mom, Steve, you, Vanessa, and Aaron all know that I'm dyeing my hair. But you don't know, like, what. And then no one else knows that I'm dyeing my hair.
Damn.
So, like, honestly, if I told you, or, like, if you found out, it would not be the end of the world, because I still got a whole bunch of other people that would be surprised as hell.
Hey. Bro, I feel like I can afford to dye my hair, like, soon, but I'm, like, so scared of running out of money.
You should probably save up, because you did just, like, spend a lot.
I know, yeah, literally, like, I got my money. I, like, had a mental breakdown in the car with my brother because I just have not had money in a fat minute, and it just really hit different. I was so, like, I was having, like, a 2-hour long anxiety attack. Like, I don't know why I didn't believe, like, my eyes when I saw, like, money in my account. I was like, is it really there? I mean, like, so I drove all the way to the bank and was like, like, can I, like, withdraw, like, $70? And then they gave it to me, and I'm like, they wouldn't have given it to me if I didn't have that money. So now I understand, money again and how it works.
I have $10 in $1 bills.
Oh, no.
And then that's all I have.
I really want AirPods. I should look up how much they cost, honestly.
Like $200.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm crying.
I could be wrong. I could be hella wrong, but I'm, like, pretty sure they're, like, in the $200.
AirPods Pro? I feel like AirPods fit better than AirPods Pro. Oh my god, they literally are.
I told you, bro.
What the fuck? Why? I mean, I know why, but damn. Okay, that's gonna be a fat minute.
That's fucking Apple coming after your money, bro.
Oh my god. So, my uncle's super into Apple and shit, right? And, and so he was telling me that, they're fucking the next phone. There's rumor that the next phone is gonna be portless. It's not going to have anything that you can fucking plug in, which means because they fucking rip, they're fucking over everybody the more and more time goes by, right? And, like, now, yeah. I don't know how I feel about Apple because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was their plan all along.
I know.
And all, like, of you guys just fell to it.
I know. I got my iPhone in, like, August, right? Mm-hmm. And it came with earbuds and a charger. My brother got the same exact phone for Christmas, and it came with a fucking weird charger that you have to buy, like, a box, like, you know, the little box plug-in.
Yeah.
And a special one, because it's a special charger that costs, like, $60, and I was like, what?
Yeah, that's Apple for you. Did you guys not know that this, what?
Bro, I mean, for the longest time, I mean, I had, like, an iPod, and then I had my iPhone, and they both came with, like, everything. So I was like, damn, Apple's really got your back.
They're lulling you into a false sense of security, bro, and then they're gonna fucking turn around and make a fucking portless fucking phone.
Yeah, and I was like, how much is the fucking wireless charger gonna cost? Like $100? Especially if AirPods cost like $200.
It's gonna be more than $100 because Apple is going to make you pay everything you will.
Rip.
Everything you will? That doesn't make any sense. Apple will make you pay as Apple will wring as much out of you as they possibly can. As much as you're willing to spend, they will like put it for that price. And they're gonna keep pushing the limits and they're not gonna stop.
Oh, that's spooky.
Mark my words, I swear to God.
Oh, unfortunately, I'm a fool for Apple. And so is like
Rip.
half the country.
Honestly.
Like, fuck, bro. We are like letting ourselves be fucked at this point.
For real, at least with my Android phone, I feel like I'm not like. I feel strong.
I don't know. Androids just really hit me in the wrong way. Every time I think of an Android and like clicking the screen, it just, ugh. I just imagine this like sticky, like hard, like it's a more of a press, like it's not as like light and all that. But then again,
Don't know
I've
what
never
kind of
had,
phone.
yeah, because I've always had like
Yeah.
really cheap LG phones, so maybe
Yeah,
that's just
that's
that.
your problem. Yeah, those LG is just LG is a dying brand.
Facts.
Honestly, get Samsung. Some of these fucking Motorola phones that which is one that I have the Moto X4. Some of these Motorola phones be looking hella good, but if they function anything like the X4, they might need some tweaking. But maybe that's just because I've dropped it one too many times, so.
Yeah, literally my first phone was an iPhone 4. like 3 years after it came out, so it was like not hip at all. And then I got an LG K10, which is basically like a shit phone that no one's ever heard of because it's that shit of a phone. Yeah, like literally they don't even fix it. Like it's so cheap that they'll just give you a new one. Like it's all plastic.
Oh my God.
So you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be talking too much smack yet. Because I don't really know all the facts.
I just saw an ad for like the latest like Samsung Galaxy phone and holy shit, bro. That got my mouth watering.
Oh, whoa.
It looked so good. I really want a phone with a good quality camera. And I acknowledge that Android kind of can have some like shitty quality, but I fully believe that they like you just need to get like the more updated stuff and it's fine. Or just buy a fucking professional camera.
True.
Photos just take up so much space on your phone. Like, honestly, you really should just stick with the normal camera.
I mean, yeah, that's true. And like low-key. Oof, 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 oof. Okay. iPhone cameras aren't that great. But they can be. They definitely have like the opportunity to be.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was this one okay, I low-key don't know why. They're coming out with like flip phones, but like they're both screens. But
Yeah,
that quality was like wowzers. It was pretty.
For real though, I don't understand why they're trying to make like foldable like tablets and shit.
Yeah, like there's a reason why we don't have flip phones anymore. Like no one thinks that's cool.
Like it kind of looks cool when it like the screen just like not breaks apart but you know folds so like neatly. But I've also heard that those are so like shitty, so they really need to just like work on their quality before they start like selling shit like that. And then who knows, maybe by the time they perfect that, it'll actually be in style.
True, true. I don't know. I just can't imagine like opening up my phone and like using both hands at the same time. It's like, no. Like I might as well just open a fucking like dictionary at that point. Like
We sound like degenerates.
Oh my God. I love our generation, honestly. Like everyone from like 20s, because like even my uncle and like his girlfriend, who's like 22 and 20 and just 20, right? They definitely act like us. So it's like the 20s area and us, I feel like, are the most interesting people right now.
So you mean the 20s area and then the fucked up kids?
I feel like we're all kind of, because see, like, a lot, I mean, okay, I've known three 20-year-olds, right? And and they've all had, like fucked up pasts, like, just like us. Like,
bruh.
Yeah, like, yeah, pretty fucked up shit. So it's like, we're all just fucked. And that's what makes us so interesting. We're all fucked and funny.
I hate that, like, I don't know. I just hate our parents, like, youth and how it shaped them into who they are now, which is, in turn, shaped us.
I know. And, like, I know that people, like, I mean, I appreciate the people who try to take the understanding standpoint and is, like, you know, they don't know, they didn't know well enough to raise us correctly. But it's, like,
I mean,
that's not how it works. Like, I've been fucked my whole life, yeah. But I don't want to fuck other people over.
Right? Like, they fucked me up, and that has very clearly shown me how not to, you know, what not to do.
Literally. Like, it definitely took me a bit, but, like, now, like, and I'm only, what, 17, you know? So it's, like, it didn't even take me that much time to realize, like, wow, like, you are the cause to my demise.
Right. It is serious. Like, I started blaming, okay. I sound like a brat for this, low-key, but I started blaming, like, my mental health problems on Steve back in, like, 7th or 8th grade.
And that's unfortunate because, like, honestly, I can say, like, the same thing about my mom. Like, she genuinely, like, screwed my head up, and I'm starting to, like, realize that now.
You can just see, like, where they went wrong and, like, how it, like, happened and what it did.
And what's awful is that everyone knows that the child's mind is so, like, influenced. And yet, like, yeah, all their absolutely. Little shit that they, like, you know, and it's not normal shit that they did, you know? And it's like, did you not know that that would have had, like, consequences? Like, you know, right. Like, my dad, I guess I don't remember this probably because, like, I feel like my mind to cope, it just, like, literally forgets, right?
Yeah, that's a real thing. I asked my therapist about that one time, and he said, when you're in such a high stress, like, moment, your brain, like, causes you to, like, forget about it. It triggers you to, like, forget it rather than, like, remember.
For real.
And have.
Because there's a lot of memories where it's like, then they're like really bad memories that, like, I should remember, you know, but it's like, nope.
Yeah, oh my god. And then I feel like recently, like, every once in a while I'll just be like, holy shit, I just unlocked a memory, and oh where did that come from? How did I not remember this? Like,
for real. And I feel like that's us, like, oh, I hate that that's, like, part of the growing process. Like, we do have to face it at some point. Like, we are kind of, like, pushing it down a little bit, you know, by letting ourselves forget.
We, like, repress a lot more than we think about. If you really, like, take a second to reflect on it, you subconsciously repress a lot of shit.
I know. Honestly, I'm trying to live my life right now, like, really open, especially with the whole, like, breakup and shit. Like, I'm just living for me, and, yeah, I'm done. Like, my whole life I felt, like, silenced by, like, you know, my parents and, you know, myself, just, like, my own head, you know? And it's, yeah. Like, no more. No more. Oh, yeah, no, but my dad, I guess he was super strict on me about education, right? Like, in second grade. Like, in first and second grade, I guess, like, my mom literally told me about this time that she came home from work, and I was sitting by myself at the kitchen table, and it's, like, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm sitting in front of a piece of homework, and he's, like, yelling at me about how important education is and how, like, I shouldn't be talking to, like, my friends as much and, like, all this stuff, right? I don't remember this, but, like, she was, like, yeah. And then I was, like, oh, my God. Up until eighth grade, I killed myself over school. Like, school meant, like, I definitely put a lot of worth in my grades. Like, my grades were me. Like, if I wasn't doing well in school, then I wasn't a good person. Like, and I realized that those dots probably connect.
Yeah.
Because, like, I finally let, like, that school, like, stress go, and I'm, like, so much happier now. Little shit like that. Like, what made you think that that was a good idea, bro?
Honestly, like, oh my god, I can still, like, vaguely remember just, like, being in sixth grade or younger. I don't think it happened anymore after sixth grade. I don't even know if it happened in sixth grade. It was either sixth grade or earlier. Definitely earlier, too. I can remember just, like, sitting at, like, my little, like, kids' desk that I had in the corner of, like, my mom's, like, office room before it, like, got, like, taken over with, like, clutter. Mm-hmm. And I was just doing homework, and I was trying so hard to, like, understand it, and C was just, like, yelling at me because I couldn't, like, understand the homework, and he just gets so, like, frustrated. I was literally, like, I was, like, 7 years old. Now that I, like, actually think about it, I remember being in, like, second grade. Actually, I don't know if it was, like, second grade. It might have been, I can't remember whose classroom it was. I think it was first grade, actually. I remember being in first grade, and I turned in a homework assignment, and I was really embarrassed about it and nervous because I had cried so much trying to, like, do that assignment because Steve was, like, yelling at me so much while I was doing it. And I cried, and, like, then it, like, fell on the paper, and then I was, like, a dumb kid. So I, like, started, like, playing with the paper, and then I accidentally made holes where, like, the teardrops mm-hmm. were. Made the paper, like, easier to rip, I guess. And I turned it in, and then I got it back, and then Steve, like, yelled at me for what state it was in when I had turned it in.
Bro, like, what? We were only in second grade. Like
I was 7 years old. Yeah, like, what the?
No, 7 year old. You should not be yelling at a 7 year old for stupid shit. Like, again, what did you expect to fucking happen? That's not a normal thing to yell at a 7 year old about.
Honestly.
Like, oh my goodness. It's wild. Like, yeah, there are some things that, like, I do remember from the past, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense to why I am the way I am.
Honestly. Like, okay. Another short story. Okay. when I was younger, I think I was, like, once again in, like, elementary school, like, one, like, weekend night, my parents were having a party, and they had some friends over, and they had been, like, drinking and shit. And I was just, like, up in my room, and I was, like, playing with some makeup, and I did my makeup, and I was like, oh, I did my makeup, and I look so cute or whatever. Uh-huh. And then I went into the bathroom. And I was doing something in the bathroom, and I had the door open, and then Steve, like, walked past the bathroom, and then he, like, started talking to me, and he was, like, obviously, like, drunk and shit, and then he, like, looked at me for a second, and then he started, like, pointing at me and laughing and being like, haha, Sarah, come look at her makeup, and then they just started making fun of my makeup together.
Oh, my fucking God.
And then...
I'm not a clock.
And then I didn't
I don't even care at this point. I'm just walking into your house. Honestly. You won't even know about it. And I'm just going to fucking yeet his ass.
For real. And that, like, scarred me. I didn't, like, do, like, any makeup until, like, 7th or 8th grade after that.
Yeah, that's so fucked. Bro, I wonder why your mom chose him, honestly.
I said something like that to her one time. I can't remember what I asked her, but we were having, like, a hard, like, we were, like, having, like, a talk, and her friend was there to, like, mediate the conversation. Oh. Yeah, and at some point, I was just like, why? Why him? And she was like, because he was everything I needed after Chris, and Chris was, like, my biological dad, and he had, like, he had done some, like, bad shit, and it's like, I get that, but, you know, what you needed back then is different than what you
and
need
and literally
now.
Before now, she didn't have a kid with him. She could have just left.
Right.
And honestly, it wouldn't have affected you. Yeah, and that's the most important thing. It wouldn't have affected you, so I see no reason.
I think he holds her back a lot. I think she would have been a lot happier without him.
I genuinely think that, too. And that's honestly the saddest thing about, like, I feel like women, like, adult women right now.
That generation.
Yeah, is that they're all, like, they just all gave up on themselves. But they're, like, but they all claim that they're strong. And they are strong, but they put themselves in bad situations and then survive them and then call themselves strong.
Yeah, like, you did this to yourself, and you're mad
for
about
real.
It. Like, I don't.
I was telling my uncle's girlfriend about, like, I guess I'll just, I don't know. You know, okay, so my mom, she had a dude who was in love with her throughout all the pregnancies that she has had, like, other than me, but, like, my siblings, right? But right. She had this whole business agreement with their dad, and he would, like, still, he was very sweet, very kind, according to, like, everybody, right? And yeah. Very sweet, very kind, very in love with my mother, but not even, like, stupid love. It was, like, genuine, like, he really wanted to be with her, right? And she had already, yeah. like, decided that she was gonna settle down with this shit dude and just pop out kids and then live the rest of her life and assume she's gonna be happy, right? So she kind of, she just,
that just,
yeah, God. She put, she, like, you know, she rejected him kind of, you know, a lot because obviously she's married and then popping out the dude's kids every year, right?
Oh, my
and,
God.
yeah, and now, and he just recently died.
Oh.
And I told Bro. My uncle's girlfriend that, and she's like, wow, your mom's such a tough cookie. I'm like, no, my mom doesn't, oh, what? Like, this is why you need to follow your fucking heart. Like, you're not your, like, retarded heart, but, like, your actual heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's not like a, oh, poor Yesenia. Oh, shit, bro. Whatever. I'll bleep that out. But, like, oh, like, it's just, like, why were you that dumb? Like, what did you think was going to happen with your life,
bro? Honestly.
Like, oh, you just thought, God. Like, oh, this dude's in love with me, but, like, I already, like, chose this dude for no reason, so fuck it. No. Okay, that's smart. And then, yeah, like, God. You never know what happens later in life. I mean, nobody knew that he would have died, you know, like, as young as he did. And it's like, and now you want to cry, like, oh, boo-hoo, I wish I would have done things differently. But it's like, you could have.
You literally had the choice right in front of you, and you chose the worst possible option.
For real. And then she regrets that. And it's like, I think that's, like, one of the biggest stories that I've heard, where it's like, honestly, live your fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, do not let yourself God. Even be pushed around, like, by your own fucking head. Because obviously she thought, yeah. like, she thought she was being smart for some reason, and I don't know how, but...
Smart. What about that?
Honestly, though, like, man. What? But then again, my mom was literally pregnant for 3 years. Like, she literally, like, got pregnant, had baby, recovered, got pregnant, had yeah. baby, recovered. Got pregnant, had baby, recovered, and that's my three siblings.
Yeah, aren't all of your siblings, like, just, like, 1 year behind
literally
each
all
other?
Of them are born in July, so literally
oh
a whole fucking
God.
year, like,
oh,
it's whack. And, like, my what? Mom has literally said, like, that it basically was, like, a business agreement. Like, she was ready to have kids, he was willing to supply that, boom.
What?
I know. And you know the story that they told what? me? Okay, so when I was a little kid, their whole love story, right? Because I thought my parents were in love for some reason. And their love, this is what my mom told me. She said that his name's Gil. I don't really care about him. But Gil's a pedophile. I want the whole world to know that. Anyway, yeah, so I guess Gil had asked her out, like, a bunch of times. And she always rejected him, which is true. And then this is the fairy tale part. Cupid must have came out of nowhere and shot my mom because he asked her out, like, one more time, and she just looked at him and it just hit different, I guess. And then they just popped out kids.
Oh, it just all went downhill.
I was like,
from there.
I mean, I don't see, again, like, what kind of fucked up story is that to tell your fucking kid? Like, as a kid, I was like, oh, that's so cute. But, like, what? Like, that's literally a story of, like, rejection and then, like, giving in.
Honestly, oh my
and
God.
And she was just like, yep, this is don't how we here. Fell in love.
Oh my God. That's not a love story.
For real.
My dude. Oh, you want to hear my parents' sure. love story? So, Chris brought over Steve one time. I should probably, like, give them code names.
Honestly, I'll probably just, like, bleep them out if I can.
Okay. From now on, I will refer to my biological father as
Bio Dad.
Bio Dad. And then my mother's current partner will be Stepdad.
Those are good code names.
What up? Thanks.
I like the thought that went behind them. They make sense. They're perfect. It's very clear for the audience.
Thank you. Anyway, my bio dad brought over my stepdad. Like, I don't know how they met. My bio dad just brought him along one time when he like went over to my mom's house, I guess. I don't remember if my mom and my bio dad were like split up then or not. I don't know if they were still together or not, but anyway, she and my stepdad met, and I don't know if there's much of a connection, but later my mom was like walking up to her apartment, I think, or wherever she lived, and he was like walking like next to her for some reason. I can't remember why they were together. This isn't a very good story, but I can't remember why they were together, but she like it was like cold out and she like slipped on the ice, and then he caught her in a way that's like he was like dipping her kind of, I guess. And then they like hugged for a second, and then it's just history from there.
Wow. Some random dude, please catch me and then I'll marry you.
Right.
Please catch me from falling and boom, you got yourself a wife.
And then for a while, oh my God, I asked my mom like over and over again to tell me the story of how they met, because like that didn't like click right with me. I was like, no, there's something else to it, because she only told me that he was like walking like close to her, and then she slipped, and then he caught her. So she made it seem like that was how he met her.
Oh,
Why, I don't know why she didn't tell me how they like actually met.
for real. That seems like really sus though. Like I feel like that's not actually like the real reason why they started gaining attraction towards each other.
Honestly.
Because yeah, if some random dude just caught me and then hugged me, I would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, right.
I don't even care how like desperate I am. Like I would just be like, bro, like you're kind of on me. Get off.
Like, thanks for catching me, but you can set me
Yeah,
down now.
you can leave now. Thanks.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Here's a
Yeah,
dollar.
your
Please go
assistance
away.
was appreciated, but it's time to go.
Oh my God.
Bro, I really hope I have a cute like love story.
Honestly, I don't know how to feel about my love story. I feel like it's not very romantic.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like, is that like perfect beginning even like real in this modern world?
True.
Because you know, you don't just find people at coffee shops anymore. You know, like it's not just like
Yeah. That's not a thing. People don't walk past coffee shops and be like, "Oh my God, she's beautiful. I gotta go talk to her," and then go inside and
yeah,
talk to
they're
her.
literally
Like, people
going
don't
through
do that
Tinder,
anymore.
swiping left until they're like, "Oh, wait, she's kind of cute."
She kind of hot. Looks like a she could
For
hit it.
real. I hate how much men idolize boobs and butt right now. Because
Yeah.
it's like that's not normal. I mean like the majority of women do not look like that.
Naturally,
Yeah, so
yeah.
it's like where did this like come from, honestly?
As a person that's like attracted to the female body, I like understand it, but like that's not
Exactly.
everything.
Like I as a bi person, like I definitely get the attraction of them being bigger, right? But that's not like
Yeah.
I'm not
I don't want someone out here with like triple E's just wobbling in my face.
Oh my God. Just wobbling in my face. The image that came in the mind, I feel like just wow. Oh my God, that's funny as hell. I don't know. I don't think that you should idolize any type of person.
Everyone is unique and beautiful for their own reasons, and it's not necessarily a physical
And it's not even
reason.
like it is that, but it's like when you love somebody, you just love them. Like that's just what happens. Like that's just
Yeah.
it. So why are we like trying to
Like,
like
it doesn't.
make like categories now, you know?
Honestly, like, it doesn't matter what you look like.
And some dudes like big butts, but like their girlfriend doesn't have big butt. And it's like that's normal.
Right.
Like that's
That's beautiful. That's beautiful right there. Bro, I don't think Vanessa's taking a shower.
Fucking 5 minutes and she fucking died. I literally looked. I was like, I feel like it wasn't even that long ago that she, because she hit us up and then
Yeah,
just fucking
right.
dipped unconsciously. I was like,
Unconsciously.
brother bear.
For
You know, I
real.
used to sign, I don't know where this is coming from, I'm just talking now, but this is kind of like relating to the whole like parents situation. I used to
Yeah.
sign my own assignment notebooks. And I feel like that like did something, because like I knew it had to be signed. I knew the teacher would be mad at me if they didn't sign. And I was in Miss Jensen's class at the time, right?
Oh,
Yeah.
me
And so she
too.
was like, "Oh, why is your signature here?" And I was so independent, so young. I was like, my mom works a lot and she like didn't have the energy for it and like all that. And she just let it be. Like I just signed my own assignment notebook. I was like, I got it.
That's
I
amazing.
got it.
Oh my God. That always stressed me out so much. I hated that we had to get those
I'm really glad
assigned
they got rid of
or
those
assigned
because they
that we
were
had to
really
get this.
unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean I use them to write down stuff, and it's kind of helpful if you use them, but like
Yeah.
no one used them to the point where like you might as well just let the students get their own
That's
one if
true.
they
Yeah,
want
because I
it.
definitely treated that thing like shit. Like I just like doodled and scribbled all over and it was just like a whatever thing.
Didn't they still try to give us those in like 6th or 7th grade? I feel like I remember that. Like we walked into like the into like Dweller's gym, and I feel like everybody just kind of like threw their notebooks in the corner.
I feel like I have a very, very, very slight recollection of that.
Right? Like that's the same for me. It's like I only like barely remember it, but
Yeah.
it's there. Dang. Who did you like better, Weller or Madavan?
Honestly, I had Weller first and then Montalban. And so I liked Weller at first because he was just chill. Like, he definitely had his favorites, and I wasn't his favorite, which was fine by me because I hate gym. So he just, called me for attendance, and that was the end of it. But Montalban was so fun. She is a beautiful human being. I love Miss Montalban.
I loved her so much. I had her in 6th grade, and then I had Dweller for 7th and 8th, and that made me so sad every single time. I was so upset about it, especially since like Dweller was like sexist and racist, like high key, and he was very like judgmental based on your looks. Like all of his favorite people were like
Yeah,
the buff like
athletes.
wrestler
Yeah,
guys.
definitely.
And it's like, I even was an athlete, and I don't know how exactly he felt about me. I don't know. I feel like he like respected me kind of because like I did like athletic shit, and I was clearly not like all the other prissy little like popular girls in like middle school, but I was still female, so that still put me like lower than everyone
Yeah.
else.
Yeah, middle school was wild. Middle school
For
was like a
real.
whole
Oh my
nother
God.
time now thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was such a pathetic loser. I'm not gonna lie. I have I
Bleep,
you
bleep,
know, bleep and bleep
bleep.
and bleep. So I was friends with all of them and they always dared me to do stupid shit and I just honestly would egg myself on and they would just end up egging me on too after. And so I literally walked up behind Tyler, this is the cringiest thing I've ever done. Okay, behind fucking
My
Tyler,
God.
and whispered in his fucking ear that I said like, I think you're cute, or like I like you, and either way, that's fucking disturbing as hell.
Awful. Oh my God.
I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Oh my God.
And he didn't
Rip.
even. There
Oh
was no re like
no.
response to that. He never really got back to me. I was like, bro. Yeah, but that was probably like the grossest thing I've ever done for a dude. Oh, God. That's like honestly so cringy. Like, what was I thinking, Jenny? Like, just creeping up behind some random kid as he's doing his homework and just like, I like you. Walking away.
In like 8th grade, on the cross country team, there's this one guy. His last name is like the same as like a popular brand of cigarettes, so I'm just gonna call him Cigarettes. Cigarettes was a year younger than me, and I definitely think I was in 8th grade, and he was like in 7th grade. We went. I was starting to get like good at cross country. And he was like, he was really good for like no reason at all. He was just like really good at it. And coach had like started having me like run with him and this one other guy. He's friends with this guy in, you know, I'm from orchestra.
Oh,
It
yeah. Oh
was
my
his
God.
friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was really good at cross country too. So I like ran with both of them. And we were like kind of like talking, like having fun the whole time. And then cigarettes started like asking me about like my like past relationships. And I ended up telling him about this one guy I dated. We're gonna call him Pinky, for he had like pink hair in like middle school. But
Yeah.
like I told him about how like Pinky and I went to the movie theaters, and then like he ended up like asking me about like my first kiss, and that's what brought up Pinky, actually, now that I think about it. And so I like told him about like my first kiss was at like a makeout session at the movie theaters with Pinky while we were watching a horror movie while on a double date with friends. And like he was just like asking me about it, and he was like, "Oh, did you like it?" And I was like, okay. For some reason, after that run, I thought he was like hella cute. And then I ended up getting his number, and then I asked him out, and he just never responded. And then, oh my
What?
God, it was so cringy. He didn't respond for a really long time. So every time I saw him in the hallway, I would kind of like blush and like run away. Oh my God, that's so cringy. And I hate myself for that. And then one day, I texted him a really long paragraph of being like, "Hey, I know like I asked you out, but can you just like answer just like yes or no? Because it's like making me nervous when I see you in the hallways." And then he was just like, yeah, no, I don't want to date you." And I was like, oh, okay. And then I deleted his number, and I haven't like talked
Bro.
to him ever since. And I still see him like walking around in like high school occasionally, and it's like, oh shit, bro.
Oh my God. Wow. I feel like the only time something like weird like that happened, I don't really know this dude too well, and I doubt he really knows me. So I'm just gonna say his name. His
Frederick?
name's Eric. His name is Allison's
Oh.
last name, but they're
I
not
still don't know him.
related. Oh
Oh,
yeah, he's
that
like a
explains
year older
it.
than us. Yeah, it was kind of whack. So I think I just found him on Instagram, and I was like, this was like beginning hoe days where I was
Hoe
just
with
being
him?
like hella risky
Did you
on
hoe with
like, no, I did not,
him?
unfortunately. He was hella hot, bro. I was like so down, but yeah, oh my God. So I was like kind of texting him. I was like, hey,
Yeah.
like you're kind of cute and all that, right? And so then I was like, you want to like go out sometime? And he was just like, he
Bruh.
just left me like on read, right? And this was on Instagram too. So then like I literally bumped into him in the hallway. And I've never seen him before in real life before then, right? Like I knew that he went to our school, but like I never saw him like in real life. And so like I bumped into him and I was just like I looked up and I didn't register it at first and I was like fuck, 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 fuck. And I was just like, oh my fucking God. I was like, oh, and then I just started speed walking. I was like, oh my God. And then I knew that he would like, that I would see him like every fucking day. So I was just crying. I would just like sprint every time. I'd be like, no, please, no, not again. And sometimes I would run into him and I would just be like, why me? Oh yeah, because I was going to algebra after that, and I walked up the staircase over there
Oh,
with like
yeah.
Allison and Sadie. Yeah, so he like was going down the
Wait,
staircase,
like the
so I
main
like
one, or
saw
like
him
that
walk
side
by.
one between like the out between the math wing and like the science wing?
So I guess if you're looking at the school straight on, it's to the left, but it's like in that really, so when you go to like the left side and there's that really like dead wing where there's like stuff there but like it's
Yeah.
like social studies and like no one's really over there. Yeah, and then the staircase like right after that
Yeah,
when
that
like when you get into
staircase
the skinny
between
hallway.
the math wing and the science wing.
Maybe it's been too long. I feel
Oh
like I don't even know. I don't know. I feel like we're not talking about the same staircases. It like leads up to like where
God. Oh, on
Spanish
the
would be.
other side of the school. Rip. I got
Yeah.
my left and my right confused.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I'm like, I was, yeah. I was like, wait a minute, why
That's
am
like
I
the foreign
confused?
language and business wing or whatever. It's
I
so
love that
pretty. I
wing.
like
That
that
wing's
it's like
always
blue
hyped.
and calm. Wait, no, it's not blue. It's fucking green over there. My dumb ass. Oh my God. Math is. Why is math blue? Math should be red.
Bro, I am so confused with colors and what subjects they go to. Like, everybody, like, low-key says something different, and then, like, I forget, like, you
Yeah.
know, in elementary school versus, like, now, the
Not for
colors have
me.
kind of shifted. Yes, excuse me. You know those burps where they're not, like, real
Weird,
burps?
like,
They're,
air
like, these
hiccups.
really, like, gross, like, yeah,
Oh,
that's what
okay.
was happening. So I was just choking on air. But anyway.
You're fine.
So sorry I didn't say excuse me.
Death.
I was just dead.
Definitely.
Do you ever think about that? Like, do you ever, okay, people think I'm psychopathic when I say this. Like, nobody ever thinks this, but do you ever lay in bed, like, with, like, your back sat up, and you're like, wow, like, this is probably
No.
how I'm gonna be laying when I die. Like, I feel like I'm gonna die in a hospital. So I
Why
feel like
do
I'm
you
gonna
think
die, like, in that
you're gonna die
position, like, with a bunch of pillows propping me
Why do
up.
you think you're gonna die in a hospital?
It seems like a lot more people are having health problems, like a big
COVID.
majority of people. And so I think the number, like, is bumped up to like 70 now, is like for, like, heart problems. Like,
That's because
70%
everybody's
of, like, Americans have
fat.
heart problems. Exactly. But it's like, also, it's like, it's just the shit that America allows. So I don't know what we're getting and, like, how it's affecting us. And we literally won't know because there is no, like, long-term data,
Wait,
because
that's
we
so
are going to be
scary
the
to think
data.
about. I
So,
hate that we're the data and that there's not already data. If
for
you think
real.
about it, probably someday in the future, someone's gonna like listen to the pod like or in like the 30,000s instead of like the 2000s or 3,000s instead of the 2000s, you know? And there's gonna be people that's like, all right, study this podcast, and then they're gonna listen to our podcast and be like, all right, what have you learned from people's average society back then? And they're gonna be like, well, everybody had fucked up parents that fucked them up.
Oh my God, RIP. I hope the world gets better, and that
Honestly,
I
I'm
hope
gonna
there's
tell
a
you something that's gonna like
3,000.
either like give you hope or like kind of make you terrified. But Caleb told this to me, and I have to admit, like, I was in like a, I think I was like high as shit when he was telling me about this, so I don't know if like how accurate this is, but there's some kind of like a inscription from some like, I can't remember where it comes from, but it's like somewhere in like Europe or Asia, somewhere over there. there's like an inscription that like prophesizes that the end of the world or like the apocalypse or whatever the fuck, you know, is coming is gonna be in either like really soon or another like 4,000 years. And they can't tell which because of a translation thing.
That's horrifying. That I don't know. I don't know who would get hope from
That
that.
we have
What?
another 4,000 years, or you feel depressed because we might die soon.
Oh my God. Low key, my aunt, or not my aunt, my uncle's girlfriend. I don't even know what to call her, but yeah, she was saying something about that, like how there were theories and shit, and I was just like,
Yikes.
inside, I hate stuff like that. Like, world ending, the movies about world endings, I literally will not watch anymore, like, ever again in my
Okay,
whole entire
maybe
life,
don't
because they
watch
scare me
Travelers
way too
then.
much. Okay, definitely. I will stay away from that because
Yeah, that was like a hella
I'm
good
not trying to
show,
be
but oh
spooked.
my god, the fucking ending on that. Oh, my heart. Oh my fucking god. They killed off one of the main characters, and it just, I, they actually killed off two of the main characters. Oh my god. I hate that show. It was such a good show, and I hate how they ended it, and then they canceled it. At first, there was like four seasons, and then
Bruh.
everybody was like, all right, can't wait for season five, and then they fucking canceled it. No one really knows why. Like, Netflix just kind of had them like cancel it just out of nowhere.
That's
No.
scary. You think it might be real?
It'd be kind of like
Okay, thank
cool, but
God.
at the same time, very terrifying because shit goes pretty wrong at the end of the series, but it's interesting.
Low key, now I'm just
Sorry.
overall spooked. I feel like when people say, like, this might spook you, I start thinking of everything that spooks me. Like, I was facing the wall, and, like, my back was turned to the rest of my room, and now, like,
Now
I'm
I'm doing
facing my
it
room.
too.
I'm
Hella
scared.
uncomfy, bro. Why
Oh
did
God.
you?
I'm bro. God, and people love telling me shit like this, and I'm like, why me? Why do they think, like, I'm literally the biggest scaredy cat. Like, for real, for real. Oh my God. People, like, oh my gosh, when, like, that one person told me about sleep paralysis in the middle of the night, I'm like, why? Why?
I remember you being so, like, freaked out about that. And I was, like, trying so hard to, like, calm you down.
I was so fucking scared. That was literally the scariest moment of my fucking life. Like, you know, low-key might not sleep tonight now that I'm thinking about it. But the stories they told me were insane. And you can't stop it. They're like, well, like, they're like, let's just hope you can curl your toes. I'm like, just like fucking grabs me by the throat. I guess what that's the, like, fuck? The only way to get out of sleep paralysis.
I guess that's useful information. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
At least you can take comfort in knowing that, like, whatever you see or whatever happens is not real.
No. What? No. The shit that he said that he saw and that his, like, family member saw, it scars me. He literally just explained it. From a third person, like, he didn't even experience it. His sister told him about it, and then he told me about it. And I could just envision it in my head, and that's horrifying. And then, okay, I was like, haha, I'm so smart. I'm gonna wrap a shirt around my head, right? And then he's like, one time, I fucking heard, like, the scariest kind of music and, like, all this shit. Like, I was like, I'm not safe. I'm not safe anymore.
You for real got me just, like, searching my room. I'm just on alert now.
I know, me too. Be like, after the podcast, we should just call. Because I'm scared. And Heike, I was gonna work out still, but I don't know if I can have my earbuds in and be comfortable.
Just talk to me while you work out.
For real. Honestly, though, bro, if you listen to me while I work out, especially on the elliptical, oh my God, I'm not even kidding you, bro. 3 minutes in and I was, like, literally dying. Like, it was the worst hour of my whole life. Like, that hour lasted, like, 69 years, bro. Specifically 69. Okay, high key would never do 69. Seems like too much work. It just seems, like, weird. Like, you're just arching your back like a fucking fish.
Have you ever, okay, I've never done 69 where it's, like, the guy is, like, standing up and you, like, wrap yourself around him. I've never done that kind of 69, but I've done, like, 69, like, on the bed, and I don't know how to feel about it. Maybe it's just because, like, my boyfriend's, like, dick is long as hell, but it's so, like, hard to, like, angle your head while you're trying to, like, do it while he's you and his life.
True. And the fact that he's tall and you're kind of short.
I feel like,
and that's usually the case for couples, so.
I don't know. I don't like it, but I don't, like, dislike it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What's the craziest sexual shit you've ever done?
Ugh. All right. This is a memory I don't, I mean, okay, it's just the dude that was gross, but, like, it was honestly the best position ever, like, been in. And this isn't even wild, but, like, it felt wild. He wanted to keep going, and I was like, I'm gonna put on my gloves.
I want to know who it was, unless I don't know them.
I mean, I guess nobody really knows of this person, so his name was Gabe, which I feel like says something too. And he was fucking wearing a cross. I cannot fuck somebody who's wearing a cross necklace. I can't ever again. I felt so guilty. I was like, oh my fucking God, I'm going to hell. That was the worst. You want to hear something weird that happened? That whole experience was pretty weird. What, right? First off, I thought he was, like, cute-ish. But then he took off the hoodie and oof. And second of all, he sweat, but it was cold.
I hate cold sweats during sex. And then they, like, try and, like, huddle with you while you're, like, while they're having the cold sweat. And it's like, no, please stop.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He was like trying to cuddle with me, and I was just like, oh my God, like, this is like a huge baby wrapping itself around me, like, this is awful, right? And and then, like, while we were having sex, he was wearing the cross, right? And it was dangling because he was, like, on top, and just I just felt so
right in front of your face,
wrong, like, just so fucking wrong, yeah. And I, like, high key randomly started praying which sounds so weird, and it was not a conscious decision because I do not pray, but I was seriously like, Lord and Father, like, please forgive me. I was like, I have sinned. I'm so sorry. Like, it was a full-on prayer. Like, it wasn't like, how do we now? It was like full-on, like, Lord, please forgive me. Like, this is bad, right? And I literally said it, like, whispered it. And he was like, what was that? And I was like, oh, nothing. Nothing. I'm just fucking praying. Don't worry about me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. There were just so many things wrong with that time. So many things wrong. I don't know how I got away with as much as I did, like sneaking people in. But yeah, that was one of those times. Gross. I was like in this like spot in my room too. Thankfully, this is not the same mattress. Yeah. Yeah. After I said like, I'm going to put on my clothes. He's like, you want to watch like a movie? And I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You can go. I'm so glad nobody just like refused to leave. Like, imagine if somebody was like a psychopath.
Fucking Kyler, man.
Kyler Hooker. I can't believe I really thought.
I tried to tell you, man.
You were the shit. I know. Everybody tried fucking telling me. Okay, high key. When we first met, he was cute.
I think he's cute in the way. I think he was cute in a way like a puppy is cute. Or like a baby cute. But not like a, like, oh my God, you're so cute. Give me dick.
He is literally a sex addict, and you
chuck it under the sheets.
Oh, yikes. God, what? I am so, so happy I'm done with my whore days. Because looking back, I regret them so much. And, like, I knew I would, but I just was scared, like, I never would, like, really fully understand the issue with all of it. So I'm really glad that, you know, common sense is finally entering my life. Common sense has entered the group chat and we're vibing.
Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm like missing out on shit. But then at the same time, then I see like the shit that you go through and it's like, nah, I'm so lucky I don't have to do that and deal with that.
Honestly, my mom used to always say like, I screwed up my whole life to teach other people. And like low-key, I'm starting to feel that way. Like I'm only 17 and I've truly fucked up. Yeah, I should be a lesson to all children out there. Like, my this God. Is what can happen. If you like literally it started off like so. I mean, this all started because I was heartbroken over a boy and somehow all this shit happened. Yeah. Shit's wild. You know, I really want to confront everybody who's, like, left me or, like, when I become, like, an adult. Like, I'm tired of playing games. Like, obviously, I don't really care about Blake, and I doubt Blake really cares about me. I mean, like, we were in each other's lives, yes, but obviously not anymore. So I think it'd be really interesting to just sit down and be like, let me know. Like what was your perspective on our relationship, and what do you think it taught you, and, like, have you grown from it? Like, I just want to ask, like, really, like, but they also have to care enough to ask, too. And I know for a fact he doesn't. So it's just like, okay.
Sometimes I do be, like, thinking about that, though. And then another thing that I've, like, wondered before, like, what if I met, like, what if I just came across someone that was just exactly like me? Like, would I find that person attractive? Would I, like, be, like, happy that I have someone that had, like, so many of the same interests? Or would I just, like, get annoyed with myself? Like, I don't know if I met myself, but like, you know, it wasn't like me, but it's basically like my entire personality but just in another person. I don't know if I'd like myself or not.
I think I'd want to fuck myself, but I definitely wouldn't like me. That's why my biggest fear right now is that like nobody will settle down with me because of my past, and that's why like I'm not whoring around anymore. Like ever again. If I met me, like, if I met me and, like, wanted to date me, like, just, you know, weird shit that you think about, I wouldn't date me. I don't seem like an actual, like, meaningful person.
I mean, just because you've had shit go down in your life doesn't mean you're, like, worthless. That just means you have experience and you're wiser for it.
Just men in my life. It just makes me look
well,
like
I mean,
really
you know,
bad,
everybody has a past. Everybody has stuff that they've done and stuff that they regret or wish they could change or wish they didn't do or had done instead. You have to acknowledge that, you know, what happened happened and there's no changing it. And you're a different person now than you were then. And anybody sensible would realize that and then not care about your past.
Damn, we've lived such a life and we're only like 17 and 16.
Like, it's crazy. Like, sometimes, like, my 19-year-old boyfriend will be like, I don't know. He'll be like telling me like some kind of problem, and then he'd be like, I don't know. You're wise. What's your opinion on this? And I'm like, oh, I'm wise.
You do have like your doubts and shit and
Well,
like
yeah,
stuff like that
especially as a
naturally,
person
but
plagued with anxiety and depression.
you do it. I don't know how you
Thank you.
do
I
it. Good
appreciate
for
that.
you. For real, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. I don't know why I've been making really retarded, like fucking, like you should have seen my face right then. Like I've been making retarded faces and noises. I'm just like, Yeeter Skeeter. This is the
Yeeter
Yeeter
Skeeter.
Skeeter
You know what?
personality.
The Yeeter Skeeter is good.
You know what? Fuck it. The Yeeter Skeeter's coming out now, bro. I've been hiding Yeeter for too long.
Let me.
It's time to yeet and skeet the streets, bro.
That reminds me. Oh my God. I love the way I told you that my mom was pregnant. I just kind of like looked at you and just chuckled for a second. It was just like, fetus, my mom has a fetus. And your face just was like, oh.
I was like, what? That was hella funny. Oh my God.
It was just perfect.
Feel like I'm already a part
Honestly,
of this kid's
you're gonna
life,
be
bro.
the auntie.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy with how many babies are coming in the world,
Yeah,
but also like
like,
scared, but more.
but congratulations for those that are pregnant or already had a baby. The rest of you, please don't. Please stop. Please wait.
For
There's too
real.
many people getting pregnant this year. Like, is it just you and me? Like, are we the only people that are like having this like experience? Because I feel like no one else is like having the same like thing.
I mean, I think everybody can see it, but that's not the first, that's not usually like one of the things that come to mind when you hear that
Yeah.
somebody's having a kid. And so maybe that's good for us. I mean, we're definitely thinking.
I mean, better to use your brain than to not. I don't know. I don't want to use my brain. It's
Damn.
tiring. Wow.
Damn, can it be
I know,
Christmas
right?
again? Like low key, especially because the snow's still fucking here. Like,
Yeah,
let's
I'm
just
ready
do
for
Christmas
it.
again.
Christmas came too early this year. Now I'm ready for Christmas. Like, I was not
Absolutely.
in the mood for
Yeah.
it before, but I am totally like ready for Christmas now, but it's kind of too late, so.
For real. And didn't it snow like a few
Yeah.
fucking days after Christmas? I'm like, bruh. And now we have like fucking
Yep.
blizzards like every single day. Like,
That's part of the
cool.
reason why I want to
Thanks,
move.
God.
I want the place I live to match up, like the weather to match up with the fucking holidays, please.
Yeah, I definitely want a stable fucking like temperature
I'm
shit where it's not all like, oh, it's negative 10 this day, but
Yeah.
then like 20 the next
I
day.
would love to live in a place where it's like relatively warm like year round, but it gets just cold enough to have snow like 2 weeks before Christmas and then like 2 or 3 weeks after Christmas and then it starts getting warm again.
Yeah, honestly, I'd be okay living in the West Coast and just having like having Christmas, but it's still sunny
I
and like
like
nice outside.
this. I don't know. I hate the snow, but I like the snow. I like the snow for a short period of time, and I want to build a snowman. Like, it is not winter without building a snowman. So that's why I can't live in a place where it's like warm like year round.
There's a house really close to mine that has a
Oh
huge snowman, like huge. I'm like, how the hell did you
my
make that? Like, literally.
Pulleys. I
True.
haven't made a snowman yet, and I feel like I'm like running out of chances to go make a snowman.
It's kind of tough though, because the snow that we have is either like too
Exactly. And
fluffy
then there
or
was one
ice.
time where it was like perfect snow and it packed so well, but I didn't bring my snow pants, so I didn't want to go make the snowman. And then by the time, like the next day, I was like, all right, got my snow pants ready to do this. And then it wouldn't pack anymore because it got like too icy and it started like freezing together rather than packing. And like, that's so
Damn,
sad because
bro.
if you think about it, that means that if I had made a snowman that day, it would have like iced into place, meaning it would have stayed longer.
Tame. All right. Well, we've reached an hour
Oh my
and
God.
28 minutes. So I'm thinking we should maybe call it
a night.
I like that saying though. Text each other. So it's not we're not calling it a night, but call it the end. What's another phrase?
Coming to a close. The podcast is coming to a close.
Yeah. So this is the kind of fun part that I am kind of proud of. So you know how my name is Adele and Me? Okay, so usually at the end of my podcast, if I'm with somebody, I'll be like, all right, this is the end of Adelia. And then you'll say, and me. I know, I love it. I love my podcast. This is like the one thing I love most about my life, bro.
I
want
to put something out real quick, though. I just need to. I like how we're like an hour and 29 minutes, almost 30 minutes in, and it's 1:30 at night.
And it feels like, I love how we joined this, like, tired. And I was high-key scared that I would run out of things to talk about. I was really stressing out, especially that Vanessa wasn't here. Because, you know, Vanessa.
For real, she's always got something to say.
For real. So when she, like, didn't pick up, I'm like, it goes well. Yeah, like, I'm sure it will. And I'm glad that we decided to this because this was
We haven't, like, talked, like, just you and me in a bit.
For real, though.
Honestly.
Damn, we should
do
that.
But
now
we got this podcast. And I like that. There's like recordings for this because I like our conversations, and then sometimes it's like, oh, I want to like think back on what we said, and then it's like I could just listen to the whole thing all over again and relive all those memories. And you know what? That's amazing.
And our conversations are always fucking quality content, but right. You know, we're not recording it, so it's like, so yeah, I'm definitely glad we have at least one conversation document. Bro, what did we even start off with?
Parents, I think.
Oh, yeah. And now snowman. We're at a baby room. Oh, yeah, snowman. We're not making a snowman. The snow is going to be around for a bit. So, yeah. So,
When I'm ready for it to start going away now.
Honestly, like, it's fucking February. Like, calm down.
Why are you still blizzarding? I swear to God, if we have snow all the way to May again, I'm going to die. Vanessa is typing.
Oh my fucking God. Bro.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, what the hell has she been doing? If she wasn't sleeping, then I'm gonna beat her ass. I FaceTimed her. I texted her twice.
She just has perfect timing. She went to go help her sister with something and then she fell asleep.
She's wild, bro. Thank you guys for anyone who listened to this point.
I hope we were entertaining enough.
For real. I think a lot of the subjects we were talking about are definitely relatable.
Shouldn't be too hard for anyone to get through.
So this is the end of Adelia. All right. Yeah, I don't even post regularly. So I guess you'll just hear from me whenever you hear from me.